At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the show that pulls back the industry curtain. We're exploring pop culture, music icons, and food gods. It's the Jeremiah Show, and he's your radio host. And now, back from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
It's the Jeremiah Show and Evolve Entertainment, featuring It's Radio with TV's Tim Stack. Mike Gormley presents Music Icons, The Arwen Lewis Show, and The Angel Baby Show.
Jeremiah Show, special
Thank
show for
you.
Well, I didn't bring you in yet, Reva.
Oh,
I was welcoming the listeners, but
oh no,
that's a beautiful voice you just heard. And by the way, you're hearing right now, I'm playing some of your music right now. Beautiful voice you just heard, Reva, and she is joining me from Los Angeles today. I'm going to embarrass you first and talk about you if you don't mind. Pretend like you didn't hear Reva. She's there.
Okay. Yeah, let's start all over again.
Do you want me to start over again? I'm good. It's all right. I'm happy you're here. You waited so long to get here.
No.
You're just ready to go, like right out of the gate. You're like, I'm here. I'm going to talk. Get out of my way. Reva is a multi-talented artist who has mastered Western, Carnatic, and Hindustani vocals. She plays a beautiful classical piano. Reva is an award-winning songwriter and a collaborator, and she is my special guest today. Her compositions have been chosen by DJ Raven to feature on the world-renowned lounge music label Buddha Bar in Paris. And being in the hospitality business, Buddha Bar, and being an artist featured on Buddha Bar, that is a I know what a big deal that is. You know, this is just Buddha Bar is just great, and so many of my favorite lounges play their music in hotels. One of her tracks, Love and Desire, got selected in the 16th Greatest Hits of Buddha Bar. Congratulations, Reva.
Thank you.
Her debut single, Mala, One Above, received the Pepsi Mirchie Music Award for the Best Independent Song of the Year. I'm going to congratulate you again.
Thank you so much.
Reva was featured in a music video alongside Kenny G representing India, and Reva sang in Chinese. Mm-hmm. Reva says, in India, stars are not made, they are born. Music is not a business, it's a way of life. The respect for music as one of the highest art forms reflects in the training that musicians put into their musical studies. As most connections these days are made, I guess, among strangers at first, Reva and I were first introduced to each other over Instagram. I watched Reva's reels and her musical performances come through my stream, and I knew she had to come on the show. This was back in August. I actually looked this up before this interview. I went back to August when we first made contact with each other over instant messaging. And what, it's now Thanksgiving. It's nearly 5 months later. That's how long I've been trying to get Reva on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Well, first of all, you probably didn't believe it was ever going to happen. Because of my fault, scheduling snafus. But no, I wanted you on as soon as I started seeing your, I think I was aware of your music months before, and I don't know how that happened, but I just saw streams. I saw you come through and listen to your music and watch your reels, and just incredible. So I reached out.
Thank you.
It's been a long time planning for this interview. I feel like I've kind of been around the world and back. I guess I have been. We've been circling the sun a little bit. I'm so happy that we've finally connected. It's another example to me how we're all connected through music, ultimately. I wanted to go back, Reva. Welcome to the show, officially.
Thank you so much.
you've been welcomed 5 times now already.
This is the greatest. Greatest feeling.
I like it. It's like one of those long goodbyes. I have the long hellos. I flip it. I welcome you over and over and over. So yeah, it is great to have you. I thought you were in a different country. It's kind of a funny little story. We were going back and forth on time, and I kept overemphasizing the time today to do the interview, and I kind of sensed in the emails going back and forth that she thought I was crazy.
Like, you were like, what's the time there? You're in Santa Barbara. Is it a different time zone?
Yeah, it's, we're an hour away, but I thought she was like 12 hours ahead or something.
I know. I should have specified.
No, that's all right. It was a pleasant surprise. So she's in Los Angeles, not too far away. I want to go back to that quote that in India, stars are not made, they are born. I love this. Music is not a business. Mm-hmm. It's a way of life. And then the respect for the music is one of the highest art forms reflects in the training that the musicians put into their musical studies. So, Reva, can you describe this deep respect that India has for music? And why is it regarded as one of the highest art forms, not in India, only in India, but to you?
I mean, for me, I feel like music has always been such a beautiful part of the world. You know, it's almost like an untouched sanctuary for people to escape to. And it's like an ever ready and ever present force in so many lives. And, you know, I feel incredibly grateful that I was born in a musical family. And my parents are classical singers, and my father sings for Bollywood movies. And my grandfather was a classical singer as well. So I grew up literally like listening to music all day long. And music was like an extra language in our household, like one we all spoke. And there were more instruments in our house than people, I would say. So, yeah, I feel like Indian music is so rich and in heritage, and there's so many different aspects of it. There's like North Indian music and then South Indian music, and every kind of every genre is like different. And it's just incredible how people, sorry.
No, go ahead. Can finish your sentence.
No, I'm saying it's just incredible how people can, you know, relate to various genres. Like I learned South Indian and North Indian both because I have like a strong background of both, but they're so different. Like I can never combine them because they're so beautiful in their own way. So, yeah.
Well, that was going to be my question when you mentioned the difference in music in the North and in the South. Can you tell me what those differences are? And you're saying you can't combine them. So they must be really strong forms on their own. Can you describe for someone who might not know what that's like, what those two different versions are like?
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's just a different way of singing it. And the South Indian, like Carnatic music, emphasizes more on the rhythm patterns. Like you always have to keep a rhythm and sing it. And whereas the North Indian music is more improvisations. So it's kind of more laid back and you can improvise, but the Carnatic music has to be like a specific set of notes. So
in the instruments and in the vocals,
it has to be. That's correct.
So the North, would it be in a way comparable to jazz where you get to improvise more? Or is that the wrong analogy or the wrong comparison?
Yeah, no, not to jazz, but
well, you know just, how jazz
I would say so. Yeah.
And the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where does the music come from in the North? What's the background behind the music and the history? Is there a reason for that discipline and that type of music? Or is that just the way it's always been?
It's just the way it's always been. I mean, that's what we were taught. So, yeah.
So how did you learn both? And why did you learn? Were you just consumed with all things music when you were young? And why did you learn the North? And why did you learn the South? Is that typical that you've learned both sides or both musical styles?
It was my father's decision to, you know, get me started with Carnatic lessons at an early age and as well as like North Indian music. I mean, my parents sing North Indian music. They don't sing South Indian. So they wanted me to learn something they don't know. And that's how I got introduced to it. And I was just so fond of it. And I just kept singing and learning and enjoying my journey. Yeah.
What is your favorite of the two? Do you have one?
South Indian.
South Indian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it hard? Like, what are the disciplines in vocals for you in South Indian music? What are some of the qualifications that you would need as a vocalist? Can you put those into words?
Not exactly into words. I mean, it's difficult to describe it, but
I was hoping maybe to sing for me.
Yeah. I would. Dani pada bama pada ni nama kare sa da sa sare ma pa mani da bama pa da pa ma kare ma pa dani da pa ma. So like it just keeps going on, and you keep like creating a loop.
Yeah, that's
of notes. Yeah,
that is so pretty. Thank you for singing.
And they yeah, of course, my pleasure. And they have these different rhythm patterns like 7/8 and 6/8 and 3/4. And I don't find that in Hindustani classical music. So
when you say classical music, would that be the same as what I think of as classical music? The classical, the greats? And classical music traditional, or is there
traditional? Yes.
Okay.
It's just been, I mean, it goes all the way back to like Indian history is full of that. Like people used to kind of, there were these classical musicians who used to perform for kings. And that's how it got like invented, I guess.
would you, you mentioned that, and I know from your biography that your family was real well known in Bollywood. Was it only your father? Was your mother as well?
Yeah, my mother doesn't sing for Bollywood, but they perform as a duo, like together, and they've released like several albums, but
together.
She sings more of classical.
And would you mind, I think everybody knows what Bollywood is, or they're aware of it, but what is Bollywood?
Oh my God, okay. Well, you're asking the wrong person. I'm not, okay. But
well, I mean, in your opinion, what is it? Well, so it's
basically, it's the film industry.
It's like Hollywood, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the biggest thing in India. It's the only thing that it's huge.
Entertainment business.
Yeah.
But there's dancing, and would it be closer to like musicals? Is everything produced in Bollywood? It feels to me like it's more musically inclined than Hollywood. We have a musical here or there, but you're not. It feels like Bollywood's like color and music and passion, storytelling. But those ingredients are all part of it, right? Are they a part of every film that comes out of Bollywood?
Every film, every single film, yes. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I haven't sung for Bollywood, no, if you're going to ask me that.
Are you reading my mind right now?
Just thought you were going to ask me that.
I know where you're going next. Is it fascinating that your parents wanted you to take, they were very established and they are very established, right? But they wanted to push you a little bit further. And why was that? Have they ever told you why they wanted you to expand? And was it more than just learning North Indian music and South classical piano? Like, what was the end idea for you? Did they just want you to really just everything in your life, and it was music and expose you to that? Or
They did want to expose me to various genres and then let me decide which way I want to go. They gave me a lot of freedom, and I always wanted to tell stories through my music, and just one country wasn't enough for me. I don't know why, but I've always chosen the hardest paths, but I still remain proud of my decisions. And I feel like every one of us has their own path. And the only way to be like ultimately happy is to follow that path and honor it. And even though it may be difficult,
keep going. Sorry, I've been interrupting you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, hardships are meant to make you grow as a person, and they're not meant to be avoided. And I wanted to explore myself and my music, and I always wanted to be a world renowned artist and strive to be better each day and figure out who I was as an individual and what I really stood for. So like my journey took me all across the globe, like collaborating extensively with artists from Paris and London and Spain and Los Angeles now. And I'm just kind of, I want to search for my star until I find it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What would the easy path have been for you?
To sing in Bollywood.
and probably be very successful,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so probably,
So you looked at that, you examined that, and then you looked at your heart and you said, I want to go the harder route. Have you always looked at the path before you that was visible? And then said, that one I can do. I know I can do that one. So that's not going to challenge me. Well, this one over here, that will challenge. Have you always been that way? And do you know why that you choose the harder path?
I just follow my heart. I mean, that's what I believe in. I've always been all about following your heart and doing what feels right as a musician and as an artist. And I just felt like, it wasn't the right place for me to be. I had to be out in the world, somewhere else, doing something else. And I didn't know what it was. But I feel like, you know, life is a crazy ride and nothing is guaranteed. But if you don't risk anything, you risk even more. And I always wanted to create my signature sound and like leave my footprints in the sands of time. And yeah, my goal is to just be able to make people smile, like even on the gloomiest days, and give them a piece of my heart and be true to myself, you know. And I wrote my first symphony, I Belong, last year. And I moved
symphony. My,
yeah, my first symphony. It's like a piano concerto. So I moved here at my goal. I want to get it recorded by the LA Philharmonic. So that is my dream. So I'm working towards it. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know your age, but you're young. You know, you're young. You're
pretty young.
Incredible. I was going to ask, you know, you say you follow your heart. It sounds like you examine yourself a lot and you're very in touch with yourself. But if you had to describe Reva's heart, maybe you just did, but what is it ultimately in your heart that you feel about life and music? Take chances, you've said. Is it, you have a fearless heart? That would be, seem obvious.
It's scary. I feel like, you know, sometimes the scariest thing in the world is to be you, but all you can do is own it with a smile and just be yourself. Because when you smile, the world smiles back. And I'm just trying to do that. What?
I agree with that statement. Yeah. That the smile of the world. Yeah. You are a mirror, and you get back what you put out to the person in front of you or the world, really. I agree with that.
And honestly, I think like I've set a very high benchmark for myself. So I got to work twice as hard. And I feel like just doing as well as I did last time is not good enough. And I love challenging my limits. Like, I love doing that. It's just...
Does that scare you ever?
It is scary. Yeah. I mean, it's scary to be here all by myself, like where I don't know anyone. I just packed my bags and moved here. So it is pretty scary. Oh, it's just been a couple of months, not a long time.
No.
Yeah.
And you were scared when you first got your own apartment, and did you know anybody at all?
No, I didn't. No.
You said, I wrote the symphony and I want the LA Philharmonic to perform.
Yeah. And I have so many songs that I've written, and they're all like, it's kind of a blend of R&B, along with some Indian notes in it. It's quite interesting. So I want to work on an album, and I am working with some producers here. So I'm stoked about that.
And you have the talent. And
thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to, and by the way, you are a very interesting person. So,
thank you.
I am so happy.
I'm very deep. I'm sorry. I'm getting like so philosophical.
No, that's what the show's all about. I don't want to just know the top, the surface. I'd love to know. And I think everybody listening to this show is kind of, that's what, why they tune in, is to really get to know an artist. Hopefully we get to do that. And 45 minutes. That's hard, but you're doing a great job. And we're getting to know you very well. I'm going to take our first break. Let me tell you what we're going to listen to as we go to break. Reva, we're with Reva this entire hour. She, all the music on the show is it most of it's original, or is it, it's performed by you?
Yeah, some are originals and some are just something that I performed.
In Love and War, we're going out with here, and I meant to look this up. Do you know who the composer is? Because Roxanne Seaman.
Yeah, I'm working with her on an album. She writes so beautifully.
Right now?
Yes, yes.
I know Roxanne. She's been on the show a lot. And
of course, yes.
In Love and War, Oh, did you already know all that? Did you know that we were friends?
I did know that. Yes, of course I did. I not supposed to?
No, I didn't. But we, you and I never talked about that. But when I heard the song, I'm like, Roxanne and Hannah and, Roxy came on the show and some of her musicians, and they performed that for the,
Yeah, I think I saw that on Facebook. Yeah, yes. Yeah, it was beautiful. So this is my take on it.
I actually, nothing against, I love Hannah and I love everybody else at Roxy. I really love what you did with it. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
We play the most of the first half here. And I really recommend that the listeners go to, you're everywhere on streaming, right? Spotify and all that, they can find you.
Yeah, they can find In Love and War. Yes.
Yeah, In Love and War. So,
and there's a video on YouTube as well. They want to just look that up.
Beautiful. You just do a beautiful job with it. So I'm going to quit talking on that. Let everybody listen to Love and War, and we will be right back. But before, I promise I'd quit talking, but here, Reva is a singer and a songwriter. Her first public performance came as the opening act for Bryan Adams, where she sang her own song, Crossing Limits. Her debut single, Mala, won the Song of the Year award in 2018. It was penned by esteemed lyricist G. You can find her on Instagram at Reva Ratod. I'm going to spell it for you. R-E-E-W-A-R-A-T-H-O-D. And on Facebook, flip it around. It's Ratod Reva. And it's R-A-T-H-O-D-R-E-E-W-A. You can also subscribe to her on YouTube, and just warning you, you'll get lost in the videos and the music. It's just beautiful. We will be right back with Reva.
On a journey to be free, there's somewhere I believe that waits for you and me. So the battle must begin with all our strength within. In love and war we'll win. When we look up in the stars, we know deep in our hearts that freedom will be ours. Glory and the love that every man dreams of is inside each of us.
Like to watch? Subscribe to The Jeremiah Show on YouTube.
Hey guys, this is Reva. Please follow me on Instagram at the rate Reva Ratod. That's R-E-E-W-A-R-A-T-H-O-D. And follow me for all my music and more updates and my stories and my life journey. And you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a great one.
Welcome back to The Jeremiah Show. I'm with my very special guest, Reva. We're having as much fun off air as we are on, unfortunately. I didn't record that part, so you guys can't join us, but you're going to get to know her a little bit more right now. We just went out with In Love and War, which is such a beautiful rendition of that song.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so pretty. We're listening to All I Need Is You right now.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to tell us about either of those songs? Anything you want to say about those?
All I Need Is You, I wrote that song a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. Were you missing somebody back in India? You don't have to get too personal, but
no, I'm not missing anybody. I'm very happy to be here. I miss my family.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Where do they live in India? I've told you.
Bombay.
Bombay. Okay.
Yeah, he keeps telling me he's not going to ask me anything about India and Indian history because I don't have a clue.
There will be no more questions about India history.
Okay.
Off air, you know, what's great is you helped me with my pronunciation, which if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm always butchering names. And so I'm trying to get better at that. So Reva helped me off air with my pronunciation.
I sure did.
And I repaid her by asking her questions about Indian history, which she says she knows nothing about because she was a musician. You were studying music. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I was always into music.
Well, are you still homesick? I mean, you've been in LA a couple. If you're just,
I am.
Yeah, let me remind everybody who I'm talking to. Reva's a singer and songwriter. If you're just joining us, she just moved to Los Angeles from Bombay. First ever performance. I should say professional performance was for Bryan Adams. Oh God, I love Bryan Adams in the 80s. I miss him.
He's one of my favorite artists. I absolutely love his music.
Is he still doing music? I haven't followed him for years. I got to check
on and off.
Yeah. But even, you know, the music, that's the music of my teenage years. So I love Bryan Adams. Reva sang her own song Crossing Lemons at that concert. On Instagram, I'm going to give you a moment right now. If you're not driving, go ahead and go to Reva Rattod. It's R-E-E-W-A-R-A-T-H-O-D. Follow her there. And then there's links there to go to YouTube, Spotify. She's new to LA, but she's an established musician. And let's all welcome Reva.
Again, thank you.
And follow her and support her career because, as you can hear, it's just beautiful, beautiful music. So, welcome back, Reva. Let's get where we left off was that you had moved to LA. You wrote this song that we're listening to right now, mm-hmm. All I Need Is You, a couple months ago.
So yes, I blended a little bit of Indian notes in there, if you can listen to that. That's the hook of the song, and I feel like it gives it that really unique sound.
It does. And is that a goal? Do you want to represent India in your, or are you going to take it? I mean, let's go back to your dad. You know, your dad wanted you to learn Northern Indian music and Southern Indian music, mm-hmm. and classical and pop and all the different piano. Do you want to represent with your music that idea to incorporate different sounds, different genres, different countries? Or is there no limit to what you know, is there a plan, or is there like, I'm going to just keep following that great heart of yours?
Yeah, my heart. I mean, every song is different. It depends on the song. It's not like I want to put Indian into every song I sing. I mean, that'll just sound weird. But I feel that because I'm from there, it would kind of give me this edge over other artists. That if I blend a little bit of India, like Indian notes into like a pop mainstream, like still keeping it pretty mainstream. Like I don't want to do fusion, but bits and pieces. Sorry.
Yeah. Is there an artist or artists that come to mind to you that are from India that have been able to cross over and not only highlight and stay true to their roots, but have become massive success? Can you think of anybody?
Not really. Not at the top of my head, no.
So it's you. You're the one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anyone who's like into mainstream pop. which I want to do.
Describe your music right now. If you had someone said, what's it sound like? I can't hear it. Describe who you, how you sing, what you are, who you are.
I feel like my music is a combination of pop and R&B blended with like a little bit of Indian notes and a huge pinch of soul.
Huge pinch of salt. I love. You're very descriptive. You are a you're a storyteller.
I am a storyteller. I love telling stories through my music.
Well, speaking of, I'm going to read a quote from you that I love. I really love this. This like popped off of your, mm-hmm. off the page when I got your bio. You say, like an ocean, like a forest, flowing like a river, the songs of the earth write the music in my soul. Oh, such poetry.
Thank you. I love nature. I love nature, and I think that everything, it just gives me so much motivation when I'm around nature, and it just like inspires me to write and create music. And I feel like my kind of composing is like the work of a gardener, like just how a gardener would like scatter seeds all over, not knowing what will grow where. Like he just nurtures it and believes in it and hopes for a miracle. Similarly, like when I write music, I don't know how the final product is going to sound, but I dig deeper and search my soul until I'm happy with it.
Oh, great. Gardener spreading the seeds.
It's weird, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think it's great. You paint it such a good picture, not only with the music, when you listen to the music, but with your words. You're very,
thank you.
Very poetic in that way. A storyteller. Yeah. What's the story you want to tell right now? What's on your mind? Is there a story going through your mind, you know, these days that you
I
need?
Mean, I just want my music to reach people and a million hearts. And that's all I want to do. I want to create anthems for big moments in people's lives. And I feel like I don't want my music to play for a few months and then go away forever. You know, I want to do incredible things that make a difference. And I think it's not only about the music you release, but it's about the things you do while you're making the music. So I want people to see my pain, feel my pain and my passion and all the sacrifices I've made to be here. I just came here chasing my dreams. So that's all that's going on in my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that important to you personally to reach all those hearts?
Because, I mean, I feel like my music deserves to be out in the world, and people need to hear what I'm all about. I want to express myself, and I feel like it would really kind of make a difference and make someone's, if it could make someone smile, that would be the biggest achievement for me.
The song Let Us Live, I listened to that over and over, and the lyrics in that are just so great. And
thank you. I've written, yeah.
There's a message.
Yeah. So I wrote that song. So I was sitting at home watching some videos on YouTube, and I came across this video where the lions were being drugged just so that people could take pictures with them. And it was so sad to see that. I mean, it's disgusting, right? So I was watching it, and it just kind of I couldn't help but cry, and these words just came out like that moment. I wrote like Let Us Live, and I wrote the whole song sitting there and watching that video. And so this song is all about that. It's about saving the planet and saving wildlife and appreciating what we have.
Now that you told me that story and I think back to the song, is it the chorus or the hook? How would you describe that as a songwriter? But that Let Us Live
is the chorus.
Okay. Yeah. So it comes in I want everybody to think about this when I play it, and I'll mention before we play it on the next break. But when that comes in, your voice, do you have backup vocals on that, or is that just you that's singing "Let Us Live"?
I sang all the backup vocals, but it's all me.
So it feels like, it almost feels like it's coming from someone that's being oppressed in some way, the lions, or it's almost haunting in a way. It's like,
thank you.
It grabs you, you know, it really does. Well, listen, we got to take another break. I asked no questions about Indian history. I hope I'm okay. Let's take another quick break. Let me tell you what we're going to go out with. This one, I don't know how to pronounce it. There's got to be a story with the title. ID Fly RK?
Okay, that's not the title.
Okay. I was like, because that's what it says.
No, it's just I fly.
I fly.
Okay. RK is to just avoid, disregard that.
Somebody, a little gremlin got in there and played havoc with the title. But yeah, my audio file said IDK. I'm like, sorry.
So this is again written by Roxanne Seaman, and it's composed by Richard Cosciante, who's like an amazing Italian French composer. So Roxanne sent me the song, and I just recorded it for her. So
that's great.
Really close to my heart.
There's a beautiful song on Instagram. Find Riva at Riva Retad. So I'm going to spell it for you. REEWARATHOD. All one word. Riva Retad. And on Facebook, we're going to flip that. It's Retad Riva. Check her out on SoundCloud, on Spotify, on YouTube, on Apple Music. Support Riva.
Please, and you're listening to the Jeremiah Show, guys. My favorite show.
Here for that. Okay. I'll send the check to LA, care of Riva. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Riva. You took us out. I like that. Didn't even have to prompt you. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Telephone that never rings, the letter that the mail won't bring. Could have had you in my life for just a moment in the night. I wanna kiss you night and day and watch the sunlight fade away. Evening twilight on your face, so beautiful I can't erase. I'd fly, I'd fly, I'd fly.
Keep up, will ya? There is a lot going on here. Subscribe and always be in the know crowd. We'll be right back.
guys, welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. This is Reva.
She's my new co-host. She's so good. You got the job.
I'm loving this. Okay, thank you. I'll take it.
You
got
the job. You're hired. So if anybody's just joining us right now, if you just jumped in your car and you turned on the radio and you're like, who is that? What song was that? This one also I need help with, because on the audio, it's Reva, by the way. I didn't spoil it. Reva is my special guest today. She's a singer and songwriter, classical pianist. So much more. I could go on and on. The show would be over. But instead of doing that, let me just let you listen to her beautiful singing, her beautiful voice here. Reva, the song, when I got this audio file, said latest remix. And I know that's not what it is. So do you know what song that might be? It might be Lonesome.
Lonesome?
I don't know. You wouldn't know, but it said latest remix.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. I didn't know what the title was, but anyway, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to
Do you know the words?
No, because I can't hear. I could have told you an hour ago, but I forgot. Anyway.
1 second.
It was the fourth song. But anyway, it's beautiful. Let me ask you this question. So your folks are classically trained vocalists, musicians, artists. Your father performed in a lot of Bollywood films, right? Or did music. And you grew up in this family, you said music was like the third language. I love that.
Yes.
And that's all you knew, right? So you're a kid, you're growing up, and music is the third language at that time of your life. When you grew up, though, as you started breaking into the industry and you know, creating your own star, was it hard? You know, sometimes kids from parents that are famous, it's harder for them because of the family was well known. Was that the case for you? Was it harder?
Yeah, of course, because people have so many expectations from you, and you have to work twice as hard. I feel like, you know, genetic and environmental influences do play a role, but to reach exceptional levels of ability, deliberate practice is indispensable. And I don't know, having said that, music is a gift, and some people are just like gifted. And I think I was born to be a musician. So it was never easy. I mean, my father is my first guru, I would say, and I owe everything to him. You know, all the best of me belongs to him. And he's always been such an inspiration. And right from childhood, like, success to me meant waking up and being able to do the things I love, which is to sing and play the piano and create amazing music. And yeah.
What is your dad's name?
Roop Kumar.
Roop Kumar. And your mother's name?
You just say Roop. My mother's name is Sonali.
It's a pretty name.
Yeah, can you pronounce it?
Sonali? Sonali?
Sonali, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
Yep, yep.
Am I going to get an A in this class?
You mm-hmm. let me... A+.
I get a sticker. that's a sweet thought of imagining you know, as a young girl jumping out of bed and just excited to play music, running to the piano, singing, dancing.
I mean, that's pretty much all I can do, actually. You know, I would be terrible at running a business and I'd make a terrible housewife. So I can't really do anything else.
Why would you make a terrible housewife? I'm just not cut out for that. Well, you know, if you can sing and dance and make beautiful music that you do, that's enough. Well, that's like three things. That's two more than you need.
Okay.
Find somebody that likes you the best of those things. When you went to the Royal School of Music in London and learned piano, tell me about that time.
I did 8 grades of piano from the Royal School of London, and I passed all 8 grades with distinction. And piano was my first love. I was like, I started playing at the age of 4, So, yeah, it was just amazing. And I did this flexible course. So I started learning in India from my teacher, Shanti Selden. She was a Jewish lady, and she lived on the 27th floor. So one day the lift wasn't working, and I was very punctual because I was so dedicated to my lessons. And I climbed 27 floors just to be there, like, at the right time. And yeah, it was funny.
Floors. That's a lot of floors.
Yeah, 27 floors. I was on time, yes. Exactly on time, yeah.
Breathe a little bit hard, huh?
So I was like very dedicated to my lessons, and it was my favorite time of the week when I had my piano lessons. Because I was always a loner. And I felt that music was the only thing that brought radiance to my life. So,
why were you alone? Did you, by choice, or did you feel just different than everyone else?
I just felt different. I don't know. I didn't like kind of going out or partying or shopping and doing those kind of things. I just didn't like it. I mean, I just didn't enjoy it. Yeah. And I was always in this dreamlike state of mind because I was always thinking about a song or something else in my head. And yeah, so I loved going for my piano lessons.
Tell me about your piano teacher. You mentioned her name. Tell me a little bit about
her. Yeah, Shanti Selden. She was like 75 when I started learning from her. And I was only, about 8 or 9 years, and then I became her favorite student, her pet student, and she used to call other students up, and she used to praise me in front of everybody, and she used to make me play for the entire neighborhood. She used to invite people over to her place. She used to be like, listen to this girl play, and like, isn't she amazing? And yeah, I used to play for everyone, and it was the best time of my life. And she was like my fairy godmother. I used to call her that. So I was very, very close to her. Mm-hmm.
Did you like that she praised you and put you up on a pedestal? Or
yeah, I loved it because I worked so hard for it. I mean, I worked, like, I practiced all night long just to make sure she's happy with my performance.
Reva, that's a beautiful story, and she sounds like a really amazing woman that inspired. Yeah. So I've got to say thank you to her for that. You are, and you're still pursuing. You're still it's kind of, sort of a metaphor for your life. You had to get to the piano, and it was up on the 27th floor, and the lift broke, and you weren't going to stop. You went the hard way. You went up the stairs.
I did.
It's sort of like what you've done. You've chosen the harder path because the rewards are so much greater when you succeed. Right. So you're very...
And as long as you don't stop moving, that's all that you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very inspiring.
I believe in that. And sometimes, like, when I play, when I'm sitting in my room practicing, I still feel her presence, like, around me, you know, like, as if she's actually there and showing me what to do. It's amazing.
Sure she is.
It's deep. I'm sorry about I'm just getting emotional.
Well, yeah. We should dedicate the show to her, I think.
Yes. Yes, well, I would love to.
Well, so give me her full name again.
Shanti Selden.
I'll have you spell that off air for me. We'll put that in there. yeah, that's beautiful. I had, when I was young, I had a mentor like that, an older gentleman. And I would go mow his lawn, and then he would tell me stories. And I was just so fascinated. I didn't like kids my own age. I liked the elders that had stories, and I was so fascinated with that. I hated cartoons. I hated all the childish stuff. And he had a great fossil collection. I never went into fossils or archaeology, but I just remembered him being, this great figure, his mentor that I was so interested in his life. So I understand that. You learned a beautiful, she gave you a beautiful gift, which you had it already within you, but it sounds like she really brought it out and made you realize what you had, what gift you had for the world. Well, let's take our last and final break and we'll come right back. I want to tell you what you're going to listen to. I'm going to figure out what that last remix song was when we go off air here. This is the song that I spoke about earlier called Let Us Live. And I think it's going to affect you as powerfully as it did me. And Reva, this is this song was inspired by watching lions being drugged.
Mm-hmm.
They could be photographed with tourists. Right. And you kind of put yourself into their place and their body.
Yeah. Like, what would they be thinking, you know? Yeah. Like, let us live.
Let us live.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You can walk along with the world that carries on. You can stand alone for the one who needs you the most. You can make a choice and save us from the sufferings. You can take a leap to help us survive.
Seven every time by advertising on the Jeremiah Show and get your message out on seven shows. We're always on the radio.
Before the next great song plays, let's pause to consider all the people who work tirelessly to bring us the music we love. Music Cares is music's leading national charity that provides a safety net of support and crisis relief for the music community. Everyone from musicians to tour managers, sound engineers to designers can rely on Music Cares to provide emergency financial assistance and essential resources in times of need. Find out how you can help at musiccares.org. That's MUSICARES.org.
Gonna beg you to stay, 'cause I know that you're the one. Don't you take that away. I know you wanna quit, but I'm not ready to let go. Gonna beg till I break. What if I do? What if I don't? What if I'm feeling lonesome without you? What if I lose? Where
lonesome without you. Reva, I'm so sorry to see the hour, the sands of our time clock drain out here. Where did I get that?
I know.
It's just over. It took so long to get you here. Now you're here. Now we got to say goodbye already. So I think this was a pretty fun first time on the Jeremiah Show.
How it was. I loved it. Okay. I wish it lasted forever.
Well, you got to come to Santa Barbara, and you're going to keep co-hosting because you're so good at it.
Yes, you know, I will.
Do a couple more shows together. But the listeners out there, this is the first time probably a lot of them got to were introduced to you and your music and your philosophy on life, which I think is so incredible and inspiring. You're out here in LA on your own. If you're not creepy, become a friend of Reva. She needs some friends in Los Angeles and listeners of her music. How can they find you, Reva?
You can find me on Instagram. My handle, Reva Rathod. That's REEWARATHOD. And, follow me for more updates and all about my journey here and my live shows. And everything is going to be on Instagram. So. And you might want to just check me out on Apple Music as well. And I'm on YouTube and Spotify.
You know, I say take 2 minutes out of your life and do all of those. Go to all of them and follow her. Let's make Reva's already.
Yeah, do it, guys.
She's already a big star, but let's make let's welcome her to California TV.
LA, yes.
And Santa Barbara. Okay, Reva, so take us out, set it one more time, the name of the song, and you can say, I'm going to let you, because you're so good at it.
Let me say it.
It's all you.
Name of the song is En Vogue. Is that what you're playing?
Yes.
Okay, so it's called Don't Let Go by En Vogue. This is my version of it, and I've added a little Indian twist to it. So please go ahead and check it out, and I'm going to release it soon on YouTube and on Instagram. And you're listening to the Jeremiah Show. I've been waiting to say this.
Good job. Good job. All right. Everybody enjoy. I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Communicate, but listen more and evolve. Everybody have a great day.
Sapa mama gama di sapa ni mama gama.
I often fantasize the stars above are watching you. They know my heart and speak to yours like only lovers do. If I could wear your clothes, I'd pretend I was you in a loose control. There'll be some love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking. Love making, heartbreaking, soul shaking. What's it gonna be? 'Cause I can't pretend. Don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go. Don't let go. You have the right to lose control. Don't let go. Don't you ever.
This is comedian Maj Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. Who's it, man?
Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify. The Jeremiah Show. Look for the black label. As always, a big thanks to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the air at all. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com or on Messenger, on Facebook, or Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and me, your announcer, Tony Kelly. Communicate, listen more, and evolve.
My name's Danny Trejo. Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool.